Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. And dare I say it, but it's the first day of spring, and I've had several friends send me messages that said it's still snowing. I am so sorry, but, you know, today it is in the spring in the south, 70 degrees, and all I'm waiting for is the lizards to start running around. That is not my favorite time of the year when those things do, because you can't open your windows. You know, I can remember last summer, the lizards were coming in every single crack of the windows and the doors and everything. So either I'm going to have to come to grip with lizards and start feeding them and, you know, talking to them like people, or I'm going to have to find a way to keep them out. So, you know, everybody thinks that that's a crazy thing, especially when you're sitting up there and you're shoveling all your snow. Today, we have a great guest. This is someone that I've known for many, many years, a long time ago when I used to live in Scottsdale. His name is Jamie Clark, and he's a psychic medium. And I was at medical school then, and I said, oh, something just doesn't feel right here. There's a different sense. I don't know what it is. Something in me opened up, or something in me just sat down and said, all of this is just going on around me, this healing, these helping people, they don't want to be helped, they don't know what they want, everything going on around me. And I stepped back, and that's when I started. One day, someone said to me, you should try this angel person. So I tried her, and then I would go wherever she was speaking, and then I would go where her other friends were speaking, and I started the adventure. Intuitives, angel readers, psychics, shamans, and now here in New Orleans, voodoo people, and religious things, and I'm a Catholic, you know, the seminaries and retreats and Christian things, all these different things. I was always going and searching out something, searching out an answer, trying to find something. When I finally came to it, what I was really doing was going around and searching out all of the answers, these common questions, in different venues. So what do you think about it? What do you think about me? Where am I stuck? Why is that going on? And you'd see their answers back. And it was a really interesting adventure. So today we're going to be talking with Jamie, and he is going to be telling us about his life, because he has grown up around mediums, and he's going to be telling us how to connect, maybe learning about spirit. What does spirit really mean? I can remember when I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and people would say, you know something, oh, you know, we're not going to listen to that, or you read cards, and you would think you were a strange person. Really, all of these other ideas about knowing about spirit wasn't even around then. So, yes, this is new age, this is new life, and this is all about awareness. So today we're going to be taking callers also. If you have a question, please call in at 424-258-9318, and please be sure to push 1 so I'll be able to see your call on the line, and I'll be able to let me know that you have a question. So, Jamie, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Jeanette, a pleasure as always. Thanks. And it's good to enjoy some fun with you again. You know, we're spoiled over here. It's going to be 80 degrees. Lizards, man. You know that. You got to get used to it. I've got so many in the backyard. It's crazy in a good way.
Isn't that something? And, you know, it's even funnier because I spoke with my son in Florida today, and I said, I hope you have a good day. He said, it is hotter than heck. I said, well, get ready for more 6 to 8 more months of heck. He said, you know it. It's already 89, and he is in Miami, so
well,
I don't know.
And the humidity, too, right? So that's double miserable. You know, at least we've got the burn your face off dry heat here.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I'll tell you.
You know, it's funny, but the new age is really, it's the old age in a new way, man. It's all the same old information. Let's put it updated and go, hey, does this make sense? Is that a potential? You know, because it doesn't have to be everything. This is self-discovery for a lot of us. So many of us are finally starting to find ourselves within life numbers, ourselves to it. So it's that discovery that, you know, kind of the old pattern or dynamics will tend to demagnetize or start to fall away and kind of leave you with a new identity of yourself. Like, right, you know, if there's no one else left around, who are you left with? You, that's all you're going to ever have. And the only energy and experience you take with you is the soul essence, your soul print, and hopefully the wisdom that you've acquired in this beautiful school, this fun place. And, you know, enjoying more life and living it, not surviving it. Big difference.
You know, it's so interesting. I used to always say to some of my friends that, well, when you hit the wall and you turn to dust, almost, that's when you come to alternative health. That's when you go running to people to get help. That's when you go running and say, well, that's not what I believe in, but if you can help me, I'm looking for you to save me. And I think there's a lot of people right at that crescendo right now of looking to be saved, heard, reached out, touched, whatever you want to call it. And that, I think, is such an important place for people to be right now and realize that, you know, 100 vitamins are not going to save my life, you know. 200 hyperbaric oxygens aren't going to save my life. But if I sit down and just pay attention to myself and connect with what my life was worth and those important people and just, you know, focus on that, you could do that in a minute, you could do that in an hour, you could do that in a day. And wouldn't that save you a lot of time and money to be able to be going to say, I got to get this because I have to have more time. What do you have to have more time for? Because you're just really running from that which you're really looking for, right?
Of course. And, you know, it's the old adage, as soon as you ask for something, you know, a lot of us will be like, and please give me. And then we'll start running forward toward, here we go. And you don't realize it's coming from behind you. Like, wait a minute. Just, you know, stop for a minute. Because I used to hear, you know, the old adage, the one who does nothing is more I'm like, oh, so being lazy, just good. And so, you know, it's the old adage that the one who does that is the moment you ask for something, you know, and this is only from my little awareness. Anything I talk about, I'm like, hey, this is all I'm aware of. Within that, though, the universe, the big guy, is all there is, unconditionally loving and giving because it's everything. So the moment that you ask for something, it's kind of like you're throwing a boomerang out there. And most of us go, and please give me, and whatever's supposed to be will be. Which, you know, in a sense is good. However, we're starting to put a little bit more parameters because if you just go, you know, and whatever's supposed to be, or I want time off without any parameters, you know, boom, you're in the hospital for 3 months going, well, I didn't ask for that. And the universe is, well, you didn't specify it. You just said, and result, time off. So the ability, kind of like you're saying, is to be able to feel the success, see it, whatever it is, and if it is a favorite memory, an experience, a dynamic, if you can take yourself to that, you know, mentally and think about it and just sit in that energy and feel it and you will resonate with it, that will start to change that frequency. You'll start to tune into a different frequency. So my thing is, you know, if I ask the universe for something, I really give gratitude that I've already attained it. So the moment you ask for something, you're thrown out to the universe by bringing it back like a boomerang. Being in a state of gratitude that you've already accepted it is kind of the lock-in mechanism that will attract much more powerfully and magnetically the people, opportunities, and experiences to get you to that end result. So if you will just be there rather than trying to get there, you'll get the synchronicity much more effectively. There's no luck or coincidence. You know, like I do. In the beginning, it's like, hey, that, what a coincidence. That was lucky. And then you know, you do it enough. It's like, wow, every time I seem to do that, I'm getting a reaction. Exactly. And, you know, Janet, can I just do a little bit of a read on you?
Sure.
Okay. You know, and because we haven't seen each other in a while, but your energy, and we were talking for just a few moments before the show, within that, there's a lot of you like me and a lot of us are in that self-discovery mode, but now you've gotten to the click point of more full soul expression. Now it's that energy that's built up that at the moment you may not have quite as much clarity as you would like, which is okay at the moment because it just needed to get you back into the saddle, so to speak, to go, okay, I'm ready to do this. No, I've always been doing this from the heart. I've always been doing this, and complimentary. I've always been doing this because I can, because I choose to. So you've always been putting this energy out. Mm-hmm. But now, as you're starting to reconnect with you, starting to find yourself within life, now you're going to be brought some opportunities and experiences because you're finally open for the energy exchange. You've come from unconditional. Always keep that. That's always going to be there, and that's a beautiful quality. However, the expectancy of more love, fulfillment, balance, abundance, success, anything that you want, it's not like, hey, I'm doing something for you. You have to do it for me. No, it's not like that at all. You do it because you can, but be open for the universe to present it in. Because can we get into a little bit of work for you as a potential?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
Because of the dynamics of, you got it. Those dynamics that are around you that have at the moment maybe neutralized or lessened themselves needed to do that to kind of let the old pattern and expectancy fall away to a certain extent. So as you're starting to bring these new opportunities, it's going to be a little cleaner, newer perspective to go, no, I'm very good at what I do, but what's my next stage? Where am I going from here? So it's that, growth-seeking being. And which is perfect. Mm-hmm. So you've gotten to that plateau. Now you've got 360 degrees of potential. Can you allow yourself enough to feel it? Because you know, you're very intelligent, so that's great. But you know, like I do, intelligence has nothing to do with spirituality. So that feeling, that feeling energy is allowing you to become more sensitized to those emotional aspects. For me, I always say words are great, but words are the language of the mind. Feelings are the language of the soul. One feeling is worth a thousand words, and then some. That's why a lot of times you'll be like, man, I don't understand it, but I feel it. Exactly. It bypasses that analytical ego that you can talk yourself in or out of anything, but you will never fool yourself. So you're like a lot of us, and that is you have to be from the left brain, right, because you're good, you're intelligent, you've got the heel, you've got all of these dynamics that boom, 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 boom. But you've also been coming from that right side, the spirituality, the creativeness, but now you've gotten to the point where you're going to sync, bring together both hemispheres of the brain. That, working in tandem, creates the fourth domain, an even stronger, clearer connection consciously to the universal matrix, unified field, the big guy, whatever you want to call it, the he-she encompassing oneness. It does not question whether you want it or not, but if you're thinking about it, you must want it. So for you, it's that kind of neutralized, which, again, is allowing you, even though it's a little challenging, it's allowing you less distractions and more concentration on you. And so the point I'm making is because you're starting to build that energy magnetically, because anytime I do a psychic reading, I'm reading your mental atmosphere, the basic culmination of the day-to-day thoughts of how you perceive your reality and the consistent thoughts that you think. That builds up a vibrational pattern. And anyone who's sensitive can feel those energies and tell you, all right, if you stay in the same frame of mental thought pattern, this direction, here's most likely where you are heading. Do you like it or do you not? Nothing's done did till it's done did. But I'm about empowerment going, I can be a really good road sign, but you to magic because I'm just reading your energy. So you like me, it's the self-empowerment. Okay, now I'm putting that there because I don't get immediately, although I hope it is, but I feel like I get a five in connection with this opportunity. And what I'm picking up is, to me, 5 months or sooner could be today that it's offered. Otherwise, it might be on the fifth day of a month, or it literally could be May. But either way, five keeps touching my mind with this. And that is because I know that you're very effective at what you do as the healer. There's going to be a dynamic where somebody that maybe you know or somebody who is also in the holistic aspect of healing is going to want to do some work with you. Like basically, do the energy read as the empath. It's going to be very light in the beginning, so it can be fun, because if it gets too serious too quick, it's not so much fun. But this soul nourishment is going to give you a chance to go, God, you know what? Man, this is fun. And not only that, I kind of feel like I've gotten some more amplified energy. I'm starting to read even more clear dynamics about that person's health issues or experiences or whatever it might be. That kind of gives you an opportunity to hone your skills even more effectively because you're using it more consistently. You already use it effectively. But that consistent orchestration and realization of the information is what you're going to know even more effective. And you'll be able to go, here's the read, we're like computers. Here's the input, here's the processing, here's the output. Great, just the facts, man. Love you. It's not about me, it's about you. So it's that type of even clearer energy. Now, I don't know if you're already trained in Reiki or quantum healing, but your hands are warm besides being a healer professionally. You work naturally with the universal flow. So it's not that you have to be trained, but already you have white light coming through your hands. Now, in addition, though, your amped up energy is creating an even clearer connection with the angelic realm. You already work with the angels because they're around you, or I wouldn't be picking them up, basically. So within this, that clarity and receptivity of the information, that powerful, loving compassion of the angelic realm is going to be more infused within your life and the surroundings thereof. So you're going to start attracting more people, more opportunities, and more experiences that are lining up more effectively on what you do want, if you could stay on that frequency, more so than what you don't want. And that's why I always tell people, you know, if you can only do a minute a day, then do a minute. You know, you might be able to find that during the day. And then sit in your energy of whatever positive feeling that you have already experienced. By doing that and feeling the love or the fulfillment or the abundance or, you know, whatever that quality is, by just resonating, by just feeling that, by thinking about it, that is changing that signal to more of what you do want, not what you don't. Because most of us approach life, you know, with the right intent, but we end up approaching the problem with a problem, meaning, I know what I don't want. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to have this thing neutralized. And guess what signal you're sending out to the universe? Broke, alone. You know, it's like, God, why does this keep happening? You know, it's the old, well, why do you keep seeing it the same? So just tuning into a different frequency, because it will effortlessly, it being the big guy, will effortlessly give us that which we do or do not want, and it does not question, because it's all good to the big guy. You know, truly, any of these life experiences, the parameters, any of these experiences in this life is neutral. It only holds the value with which you place upon it. You know, and to kind of equate this, like if I showed you a beautiful paper rectangle shape, and it was beautiful artwork, and, you know, I gave it to you to look at, you'd be like, oh, well, that's beautiful. That's very lovely. Nice artwork. But if I told you that that very piece of paper was worth $10 million, whoa, what makes it so powerful? Why is that? See, it's just a piece of information, but it's giving you a different perspective of value or not to value something. So it's gaining these different perspectives to create more of your perspective that is right for you, basically. And I'm throwing a lot at you, but it's like, yeah, but you're ready. It's this type of thing that as much as you're helping others, the universe is going to start to present you. And it's not that, you know, you're weak or needy or less than, but as much as you effortlessly and graciously give, just let the people come in and go, you know, Jeanette, I've got this private practice, and I'm kind of looking for someone who is along the lines of your talents. You know, if that's something you'd like to just check out and see, I'd love to have you do that. Feel it. First connection to it feels good or it doesn't. Keep it simple. That feeling is that soul communication. Then you can analyze it all you want. You know, like, why does it feel good or why does it not? But go straight for that soul communication first, untainted by that analytical ego. Because most of us will pick it apart before we even try to process it. And then you're like, oh, what was I trying to understand? Take one to know one. And I got to help myself, baby. That's the point.
But, you know, all of those things are, like, so right on the money. And there's been many times where I've said is that I've already opened the door. I've already out the door all the way. It's just the edge of my heel is stuck on the end. But then now I'm out in the abyss, and I've been in the abyss. And the abyss has been 360. I mean, sometimes it's scary when I – to me, I think the world is an illusion.
As Dr.
Peebles had told me at one time, he says, you talk to spirit all the time. It's these people you have trouble with.
Exactly.
You know?
Right? Clearer communication. Yes, ma'am. But see, that's the point. You're balancing out.
I walk around. My husband said, I finally figured it out. There was someone or something that I had looked at or read recently. I don't remember what it was, but anyway, someone had said that their clear connection with spirit, people were thinking they were crazy when they were talking to themselves because they were just having a conversation with spirit, right? And so what they said is you just get a broken Bluetooth and you put it on, you just don't turn it on. And then that way people just think you're talking on your chicken in the ear.
Well, you know, that's perfect, right? Play the game. You got to blend in. You stand out. You start to look like a nut job, man. You know, and you got to be careful how you present this.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly where I've been. I mean, I have taken down all my websites, and I said, okay, I'm all here, and I sense, feel, know, touch all that other stuff. It's all inside. But to put it in words on the internet is like, it's like, are you serious? They've still been blank. They've been blank for months. And
yeah,
it
that's
just
the
didn't
point.
Get
you
out.
Got a clean
yeah.
slate. Well, that's the point. Yep. How do you want to describe yourself now? What is your identity reference now? Who are you as your soul print of pure conscious essence of the big guy? Where do you want to go from here? And that's kind of like it is. You wipe the slate clean. It's not that you've negated it. It's like, hey, this is part of who I am.
Yep.
But you know what? I've got an open chapter of my life that I don't have a freaking clue where it's going, but I'm ready for some fun.
Yep.
That's the point. The only prayer you pray is thank you. That's enough. By being in a state of gratitude, you'll get more things to match that vibration. It's all vibrational matches. There is no, to me, to my awareness, there is no karma. The implication of karma is judgment. To me, if the big guy judged in any way, it would be judging itself. A house divided against itself cannot stand. So it's the unification of unconditional love and compassion and the allowance of everything. You know, the big guy is that who will make you do nothing and allow you to do everything. So a lot of us and everyone is left alone to find themselves. And oh yeah, that alone is, when you're alone, you're truly all one. So it's that that things will demagnetize around us to go, if there's no one else left around, who are you left with? Right, you. That's all you can ever have. So now it's, you know, for me, it was even more permission to give myself more unconditional love, more compassion, more empowerment, so I can give other people. You know, you can't give what you do not have. You're starting to thin out and be hollow feeling. Yeah, right. People will walk away from your presence going, oh, my head hurts. I don't know why, but you're like, oh, bummer.
Well, you know, I think
crystal clear, but
I think a lot of people, and myself included, have been running, and you know, to capture something or whatever it was for like the past decades. I think it was the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s. Everybody was doing that. I think that's where the populace was. And I think now, you know, the economic downturn and all that other stuff, you know, people say it was a bad thing. I thought it was a good thing because it stopped us to learn what was important, you know. I mean, we had Hurricane Katrina here. What's important anymore? Do you think I could care less about the house, the furniture in my house? Do you really think I care about all those clothes in my closet? I mean, there's only two things I'm taking. It's myself and my pictures. That's it. And even the pictures, if they go, they go, you know. And we learned what it meant to be standing on the corner with nothing. Even your cell phones don't work. So I think, you know, I think as time goes on and more disasters happen, people will start having that sense of, yes, it's time to stop and see what's important. And, you know, my past 10 years since the storm, it's really been also that, you know, hey, I'm going to stop you right in your tracks. And I've really not done much. And being in the house, being all the time, it's like, wow, this sense of quietness. And it's like I crave quietness now. You know, when my husband or my son come home or the TV goes on or something, it's like, shut it off. Go away. It's just, I just want this quiet. It's just something that is just so zoned or so flatlined or whatever you want to call it. It's just you're at this space that it's great. And so many people are really craving that, I think, these days.
Well, sure, and you need to get to that place of, you know, no distractions so that you're completely open and receptive. And that's the point. Let go of all the stuff. And it doesn't mean you don't enjoy. Man, have fun. If you have lots of abundance, enjoy. Buy all the stuff you want because, again, we're here to experience. If we were put here to stay away from everything, well, what's the point of living? What, I just go look at everything. You know, to me, there really is no just being the observer. By the act of observing, you're experiencing. So it's kind of a moot point and a word, at least in this capacity. So, you know, it's that type to go, a lot of us are done being just the observer. We're ready to get back into the game. Now, we're kind of relearning the rules and regulations, those universal laws that are always at work, whether you're aware of them or not. Ignorance is no excuse. You're still working with it, kind of like gravity. Oh, really? You don't know what it is? Well, that's fine. You're still living it. It is that type of a natural, and it's so natural. It's supernatural, just like our abilities, man. Everyone's a psychic medium. Everyone has the ability. We're the soul that has the body, not a body that has a soul. It's just our vehicle to get around this planet in, kind of like the, you know, ones we drive in the street. Once you step out of that vehicle, you don't lose who you are or your personality or your circumstances. So for me in mediumship, because I do both psychic and mediumship, but, you know, I'll get those personalities and characteristics and circumstances and all of those things that, you know, out of 7 billion people and all the personalities and all the dynamics, if we can be fairly accurate, so, you know, really good guesswork, or I don't know, maybe there's something to it. But it's that casual acceptance. I do not mean to be flippant. It's just that I'm very confident going, I know that the more I know, the more I know I don't know anything, man, but I feel everything and I trust what I feel. So now we're starting to feel our way through lives more effectively, not try to make our way. So I was going to throw that at you going, well, let's see, that house that you've been in the whole time, you're now going to ask for what you want and then go out and get it. Well, why don't you just bring it to you in the house? I'm lazy. I'm like, I'm not going to go out there, man. It's too much work. Here, come here, please. Thank you. And so, you know, that's that, the old adage, the one who does less is more effective. Like, oh, gosh, it can be that easy. Unless you want to pick it apart. Oh, you want to dissect it complete? Go ahead. It won't let you do anything. You know, the universe does not question anything. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. God believes in you, or you wouldn't be sitting here in this experience. It's that simple. You know, the ocean
and I
is
think,
God.
We
are the droplet.
I think also, too, there's a lot of people that are of older age, and I'm talking over 50, that are a lot are feeling lost now. And I think that's a very important thing to focus on, is that the lostness, because of things gone away, people gone away, things have changed so quickly, and they aren't able to grasp where their sense of self is even at this point. I know we have a caller, too. Would you like to take a call?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's
Hello.
Have fun.
Hi. Would you like to ask Jamie a question?
Ooh, I hope you're hearing him, Jeanette, because I'm like, I
Go
can't
ahead.
Hear anything.
Go ahead.
Is there more than one person that's fixing to ask a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'm older, and all of my immediate family has died, and I'm feeling very sad and lost.
Sorry for your loss. Yes, ma'am. Now, I don't know if you had two people that passed fairly close together or, you know, I hope not in the same way, but as soon as you're talking about that, I get two people, could have been 40 years apart, but right around the same time of the month or, you know, literally on the same day type of a thing. Now, has your dad passed?
My dad has been dead for many, many years.
That would be a father who's passed then, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just messing with you. But I'm like, man, it doesn't matter if they graduated 100 years ago. They know your individual soul print. It's like a fingerprint. It's unique. That's why I call it a soul print. There is no guesswork. They'll come right in. You ask them to be here. And also, you need to know, here's the thing, and I can certainly misinterpret the information, okay, but I'll get you there. So if I'm good, if I'm accurate in any way, your people are great. All I'm doing is listening. Okay, because I haven't gone over my symbology and stuff, so we're just going cold turkey. Here we go. So the bigger validations come when maybe some of the information at the moment, you know, you don't understand, like, all right, sure, whatever, all right. You know, and then you have that epiphany, or you talk to someone else going, oh, my God, he did commit suicide, because there is a person over there that their own actions, nothing coming up, it's already happened. It's like, you want to ask this, here it is. Okay, so here's the thing. Whoever this person is, they're in a great place. They are beautiful. So if you don't know anyone, perfect, that's beautiful. Just kind of tuck the information away, but they're very clear about it. Now, I don't know if literally they overdosed, but my body feels toxic, shutting down, boom, 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 and done. Now, I don't know if you have either two friends that have passed, or I hope, you know, no one, but either sibling and a friend, but there's two people who come through at the same level as you, okay? And at least one of these people vibrates with cancer. So if you don't know anyone who passed from cancer, that's beautiful. But just know where the information is coming from. I'll always make sure you know who's giving me the information, not just they're saying. Man, that's cheesy. We all have they on the other side. I will be as specific. Now, this older male, okay, dad, keeps giving me a massive chest issue. So if he did not pass from a heart attack, congestive heart failure, pneumonia, emphysema, last stages of cancer, then he is acknowledging the person who did. Okay, because I just feel a real heaviness in my chest. Now, I hope that your mom's alive. However, I do get two females next to your dad. Now, to me, in-laws, step-family, real family, it's all family. So unless they're specific, I don't have a clue. I don't mean to be flippant. I'm just emotionally not connected. Here you go. I'm just the messenger. Okay, but at least now two people passed from cancer. Two, not just one. And literally either April 13th, you know, that specific day out of the other 364 is going to be specific, like someone's birth anniversary, death anniversary, or something major on that day, okay? Or if it's not specifically that, then yes, there's something in the month of April, but then the 13th day of a month, it could be any month, but the 13th day will be someone's birth anniversary, death anniversary, or something major. Now, your dad is standing there shaking ashes. If he was not cremated, he has the person over there that was, because he's very clear about ashes. Do you understand any of that information?
Well, you know, my father died of a pulmonary embolism. My mother died 3 months ago, and she was cremated.
Okay. Now, I hope your mom's not the cancer, but again, strong cancer. Okay. Oh, she was or wasn't?
No, she was not.
Okay, perfect, great. Just know, very clearly acknowledging, and then it becomes more validating. Go, no, I'm not backing down, man. I trust your people more than I trust you to know or even remember. So just remember, do you know if your mom or dad has at least a sister or, you know, could be best friends, but there's two females, two. So there's mom. Now, she gives me the name Barbara. So to me, when they come through with a name, who they are that's passed, who's with them on the other side, or who can certainly still be alive. I don't know if they're living or past, unless they follow it up. So sometimes they'll get the cute validations, I call it, to go, I just met someone named Barbara. That's weird. Yeah, well, out of all the names and the people, it's just a, you know, cute validation. Well, yeah, well, I don't know you from anyone or your people that I'm aware of, but they know you. So it's just a little validation that they're coming in. And there's somebody's birthday or anniversary right around this time, and they say times two. So to me, maybe a birthday and anniversary, which is I hope somebody got married. Otherwise, somebody passed around this time. Do you understand that reference?
Right, right.
Okay, good. As long as they're accurate, I'm like, I don't know, but they're pretty clear. Okay, because we could go on and on and on, but I just need to connect you, not alone. When you are talking to them, listen. All mediumship is mental telepathy. They'll show you, they'll tell you, they make you feel things. I've just learned out of 48 years you get decent at something. I don't know if they understand the information, I just comprehend it. And you do use your abilities. You cannot hide that energy. Okay, so it's like, really? Yeah, okay, well, make your connections. And you've got a very spiritual energy, but you're at a point of, you know, growth in your own way. And you're asking them for guidance, then just trust those things that come to you. Okay, it doesn't mean blind faith. Question it after you feel it. But they can't make you do anything. Your mom's about empowerment. She's a very nice person, but direct, man. Like, not as what you want to hear is what you need to hear. Okay, and lovingly, she kind of slaps you upside the head going, come on, let's go, let's do this.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Hey, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you some?
Okay, right.
Okay. I hope we helped in some way, or at least I was there to amuse you in some way. Okay.
Oh,
nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have another caller, Jamie. Do you want to take another call? And then we'll do
more
talking.
Can I at least get a first name? Yeah, just give me a first name.
Sure.
That's all I need is just a first name.
Uh-huh. Okay, caller, you're on the air. What is your first name?
Robert. So what's up, Robert? How can we be of assistance?
I was just wondering if possibly you might be able to connect with either of my parents that have passed.
Yeah, boy, this is going to be a mediumship show, huh?
No, science question.
That's cool. Here's the thing. Your dad and mom, and of course, I'm sorry if you're lost, they do come through together, okay? And here's the thing. I do feel like there is a lot of love and admiration for your parents. So even if, you know, they were divorced and they hated each other, they don't come through that way. They come through very mm-hmm. strong and respectful. Now, your dad, he's a nice guy. I like him. He's a fair guy. Okay, meaning, no, I'm listening. I feel like he's very observant. He can read people very well, like better than you can. So within that, you know, I don't know, he keeps highlighting his eyes. So if he wasn't known for beautiful eyes, well, for some reason he keeps highlighting them. Now, he didn't have to be living on some ranch or some farm thing, but as your dad comes through, someone is connected to that. So somebody, you know, owns a farm or a ranch, or they live out in, you know, the open area, not with houses congested. But there's this type of dynamic. And for some reason, he shows me overhauls. So even if he never wore those, I have no idea where he's going with it. Now, do you know with Mom, she puts a question mark around things, okay? I'm not a doctor. I cannot diagnose in any way. However, do you know if maybe not everything was understood about something that was being dealt with? Or possibly either a lack of information, or they thought something was okay and it was something else, and brrrr, it comes on.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, here's the thing. Go ahead. Robert, go ahead. Were you going to say something? Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No.
I'm listening. I
you're like, yeah,
for
much
a second.
How it is. I'm listening. Who's on first? What's on huh? What the...
And I don't know who's on third.
Exactly. Perfect. See, we're on the same frequency, man. Now, I don't know if you're one of three kids or if there's three others besides you or if there's 20, then three are similar, however many else are different. If you are an only child, that's fine. However, if that is the case, I don't feel like it, but if it is, then to me the third month, so January, February, March, this month is very significant, or the third day of a month is very significant. But she keeps doing 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, so usually it's sibling, it's that type of thing. Do you understand that?
I've got an older sister.
Okay, that's two. But unless you have like a stepbrother or sister or someone else that I would see as a strong connection, for some reason your mom stays with three. Unless maybe you're aware of a potential dynamic that she may have had in younger years. You understand where I'm going with that, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Not
just
to my knowledge.
Just speaking to Mama. Don't even worry about it. I'm sticking to your mom, though, just so you know. Now,
okay. Your
mom makes my head lightheaded, okay? So for me, not that you were lightheaded and an airhead, but I don't know if she's the one who was not necessarily clear-minded prior to passing, but if she was clear, perfect, you know, nothing up. But she is acknowledging the person who was not clear because your dad steps forward. So, you know, if they were both
my
crystal clear, perfect.
My dad was clear-headed when he passed. Mom was not. She had Alzheimer's.
Okay, that would probably be why it's coming from Mom originally. I believe I said she was giving me that information. Okay, now within it, they keep giving me a D name like Donald or Doug or Daniel or whoever. Just know that's coming from your dad. Now, here's the thing. When they show me my life, something in my life or someone, there's usually a validation. Okay, what your dad shows me is my dad. So to me, either someone's name is or was Bill or William, two, known for being very intelligent, or three, literally an engineer in some way. So just know that information.
That would have been my uncle.
Okay, cool. So that information comes from your dad. So I don't know if it's, you know, your dad's brother, but either way, I'll always make sure you know where the information is coming from. Okay, cool. So, you know, accurate enough to go, well, I don't know you, but I know when they show me something of my life, there's going to be a validation. And I don't know if somebody just recently had some, like, birthday or anniversary passed just recently, but your dad's acknowledging, like, just recent or it's really, really soon coming up.
I'd have to think.
Yep, don't even worry about it. And you know what becomes even more fun is you can listen to the archives. Dr. Gallagher has, I believe, on for 6 months, And so at your convenience, you know, you can roll back through and maybe some of the information. Not that they're always right, but your people are usually very good. They're not going to throw cheesy generalities.
That works.
Hey, and
I'm going to ask you a toughie now. I had an uncle that went missing in action in Vietnam. His first name was Eddie.
He's like Fast Eddie.
Yeah,
that's what he says. I'm like, I don't know, but I hope he's still alive. However, as soon as you say that, he comes in very quickly, or at least an energy that is similar to the circumstance. I'm like, nope, there's an aspect. Now, here's the thing. I know it's crazy, but do you want to know?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think there's much you can do about it. However, I'm sure that our government has always been trying to do that. There are still prisoners that are in there, still people that have been kept.
Yes.
Coming from this Eddie, because he's very clear about it, like, no, he had to graduate to get out. But other people have spent all of these years, all of these. So I don't know, except that I need to be a validation in some way, going, no, he wasn't the only one, man, and he knew people. And yeah, besides Charlie, you know, as the verb and term thing, somebody's name is or was Charlie or Chuck. And now he's Eddie and Fast Eddie, as he refers to it, and his head hurts. So I don't know if literally he got sniped in the, you know, head or a major impact, but either way, my head hurts.
Don't know.
Do you know? Did you know him?
And all the records that I had went down in Katrina.
Oh, man. All right.
So
well, you know, you've
I don't have any references.
Archives. Okay, well, kind of a moot point, but I'm sticking true to your people. So the good thing is at least we've got just some information that, you know, you can pull from for the next 6 months or download it so you got it all the time if you're allowed to do that. But, you know, that type of dynamic that the bigger validations come when you're not aware of it at the moment. I can't see you, Robert, so I'm not looking at physical cues like your eyes twitching. And, you know, I don't know anything else about you that I'm aware of, right? So if we're accurate, which I feel like we are for the most part, you might get some validation in some way. So just kind of be open for it. Okay? Does that help you, sir?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. A pleasure. Yes, sir. Have a good one, Robert.
All righty. You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Jamie, I know that a lot of I know a lot of people, like the first caller, is feeling so lost. Is there some tips on how they can move through their day? Because I usually ask people to usually just sit with it, you know. And if you're going to feel sad, you know, allow yourself that hour a day to feel very sad and to do as much with sadness and grief and hold it. And you do that each day, and then eventually over a period of time, that hour will seem like too much, and eventually you won't even recognize needing it. So in other words, a way to slowly work yourself through that. Because
I think
it can be, you know, grief and being feeling alone in sadness is something that the more people deny it, the bigger it's going to get. And also there's so many people that do deny it, and it makes you ill. It will affect your physical being, right?
Yeah, of course. Body and mind, you know that. Body and mind are one. The body is 70% water. The brain is 80%. Water is the most malleable computer on the planet. It holds every vibrational thought pattern that's infused within it. So you think thoughts of discord and lack, you go and feel it, and your body becomes disease. Abundance, happiness, love, joy, health becomes more effective and healed. You know that. I think every 7 years we have 100 trillion new cells. Interesting thing is why do we keep the same markings? Same mole, same everything. Because our conscious awareness of our physical body holds it in place. You change your perspective, you'll change your reality. So within that, yeah, I think that's a beautiful tool is to you know, feel the heck out of the grief and then try to move beyond it. But also I kind of equate my job as a medium is to bring closure to the old pattern and a whole new beginning to the new one. Man, they're only but a thought away. So for me, because so many of us feel lost and alone, I always have people go, why don't you think of them like they're in Australia? They're here on this planet. You're just not able to physically see them. Now they've got a connection physically. Go, yeah, but I don't see them, but I know that they're here. God, it feels good that they're on my frequency again because they get off the frequency, so we think no one's hearing us. No one's there. They are always able to hear. And it's not like, you know, you're done brushing your teeth. It's not anything better to do, man. They're doing their thing, having fun. But as soon as you think of them, you're tapping them on the shoulder. thought is instantaneous. I'm into quantum physics as well. You know, that full potential of manifestation for any and all things is at any and all points. Well, from my awareness in doing this, each experience, like heaven as we know it, for me, is right here, right now. The angelic realm is another channel, right here, right now. The ascended masters, another one. The extraterrestrial, because they're very real and we're all ETs to everyone else. It's a very relative term. However, all of these dimensional frequencies are right here, right now. I kind of equate, you know, in the physics type of thing, we are doing quantum physics right now. You know, we're not in the same place, right? We're probably a few thousand miles away. But through this instrument, in this case, you know, the phone, we are connected right here, right now, even though it's a big distance away. That's exactly how, you know, everything else is. It's that matrix, unified field. Here, to other side of the universe is, are you instantly through thought. Light's a little slow to 186,000 miles per second. So it's a much faster transition. There is no time and space. Now. Something like that.
So how can... And I know I'm going through this again, but I know there's a lot of listeners that have emailed me and texted me over the past, you know, shows we've done, is that they are at that point. And some people have even expressed, you know, my family is gone and I keep looking for what I had, and then they're wanting to go. And then how do you say, you know, they're wanting to go too, where they're only maybe in their 60s or 70s. But the point is how can you – some people just need to say, okay, then that is what you want. But some people, it's just life still gets you up in the morning, you know?
Well, and that's
but
the point.
And,
you have
– Yeah.
You've got to find your own tools. You've got to find your own way to cope with that. And it's not easy. Yeah, be happy. And everything's love and love.
Right.
Yeah, right. It is, actually. But we take ourselves out of that comfort zone. So I kind of equate it that, you know, it's like we're all at a party. And our loved ones that have graduated life are having a fun time. And they are having a blast. And we're the ones sitting in the corner going, yeah, this is great. Sure. And so they can't make us do anything. But that becomes a very big pull when a lot of our loved ones graduate life and they're on the other side. Out of this life experience, that pull can be so strong for some that they end up looking over the edge, if you know what I mean, going, you know what? Oh, it's going to change one way or another. Oh, really? So now you just click to go, you are in control of your own life. It is always by choice. Now, you know, for me, again, my little awareness is there is no judgment, there is no karma kind of thing. But within that, I see so many people who have circumstances like that, that for me, I want to give them the tools and techniques to create this new paradigm, this new connection for them. And kind of like you, I think, you know, it's a perfect balance. You're allowing them to feel the grief and the release of the old life experience and the connection, and then allowing them to let that go so that they now start to find themselves within life right here, right now. So as they go into this new connection, they have a little bit more self-love, self-acceptance, just the ability to start in the beginning. Yes, you survived life, but down the road, moment by moment, day by day, as you learn to live with our loved ones and their new reality, like they're learning to live with you and yours, it becomes but a thought away. And then you realize that they're always able to communicate, but they can't make you hear. So it's your choice and how receptive. So if you can't hear them, then go for another modality of, do you feel things? Then feel them. If you don't hear them, quit trying to hear them at the moment. You're only setting up for failure, not success. So I always tell people, whatever feels good, if you see things in your mind's eye, see them. If you hear things, hear them. If you feel them, you know, all that kind of stuff. They need to be at comfort. But by giving people some tools and techniques to go, okay, yes, I know they're gone. Yes, but you know what? I kind of feel good with, you know, in this case, the Australia or wherever it is that they are. So you know what? I know they're coming back, and I know that I've got a connection because all I have to do is kind of pick up the phone, and there's that solid connection of this physical reality. The metaphysical aspect is the release of the old pattern again, but now creating this new spirituality, this new realization of life, because once you have an experience, you tend to see things a little differently in some way. That if we can pull from that, hopefully we can empower ourselves rather than disempower. And it's not easy when you are feeling alone, but that becomes the self-love, self-realization. Can you give yourself a little bit? Because they're certainly giving it to us, but as you can see, they're not going to make you do it. my goodness. Your eyes are rolling back in your head. No, it's free will. It's love.
Yeah, and so many people, you know, I have found over the past few years, people would call me when they got right close to end of life, and they were calling me for various reasons, whatever that might be, maybe to help them with this, that, or the other. You know, my medications, my this or whatever. And it would turn around and be something that I would just say, you know, what is it that you really want? And when they finally got to that point where they could realize it, then they were able to go.
Beautiful. See, and you helped them realize it. All you have to do is point it out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing is so many of us get good at living for others and not ourselves. We can't even make our own
choice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You know, and then it gets frustrating. Go, well, I know for everyone else, but, you know, what about me? I should be able to help me. Yes, you should. So when you, once you accept it, then you will. You know, it's like the big guy, it's a law of equivalence. It can only be that with which we can comprehend it to be. No more, no less. It's a perfect match. They don't force any spiritual, and everything's spiritual. It's like, what knowledge do you want? You want this perspective, that? Because you know what? Guess what? There's as many worlds as there are perceivers. Nobody sees it the same, yet each just as real and just as valid. So by us, you know, your job and mine is to get people the empowerment to realize you can make decisions, you can do things for yourself, and you can make the connections with your loved ones. And it's not always instantaneous, but being, you know, vigilant and keep going, and you'll make that connection moment by moment. The more you do it, the better you get.
How about this? We have about 10 minutes. We've run through this show so quick, but
wow.
In the beginning, you had said about asking, you know, for what you want and putting it out there. You know, I know a lot of people that say, you know, oh, I want a husband because I want to feed, I want to be taken, and then they say I want a husband first, but then they have the justifications under it. What if somebody would just say, you know, I want to feel loved? So let's take that in a different context of, you know, when people have passed. So when you're talking and sitting down and not feeling good, close your eyes and connect to those people and say, you know, I want to feel loved. And maybe do those spirits, can they help you feel that? Or can they not? Or can they allow you to be able to know then? Maybe that's where that connection. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. Yeah, it's the blending of all that stuff. That's exactly right. And they are sending it, but they can't make you. It's not like, again, you're being manipulated.
Right.
It's they will send such a powerful, consistent, loving vibration, the very vibrational match that is what you're asking. That's why you can pray in any language, and it's heard. It's really felt. It's the communication of the soul, not the mind. But within that, yeah, they'll be able to set those parameters unconditionally, nourishing, and then allow you in your own way whatever you can allow to accept. And then the more that you start accepting it, now you're connecting with them. You're on their frequency because they're helping to facilitate it. So you're on their conscious channel is the point. Scientifically proven, the human body's a perfect, all right, all that kind of good stuff. So the more you do it, the better you get. So here's the thing. For a relationship, because I have a lot of people who would like to understand that. What I tell people, it's something that might be fun for you to do, is if you are at the end result that you want somebody in your life and you want to be married in some way, then let's do this. How about if you just take a little bit of time and I want you to write a love letter to the love of your life. Doesn't have to be a name, doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be anything. Just communicate and express from the fullness of your soul, the fullness of your heart, not just the bottom, the fullness of it. Put anything and everything, all of the qualities, all of the things that you appreciate about them. And it's not like you're putting some Frankenstein together and they're all these mixed match. No.
Right.
Somebody already has those qualities that you're magnetically connecting with them in their own energy field by their own choice of free will that will come in and be much more of that that you did consistently right, because taking it from the metaphysical, the mental vibration, to the physical integration, writing it down, becomes the connection.
Well, you know what, too? I think when people, they ask for that, you know, and they're trying to connect with the other people, but when, and the other spirit may be trying to connect with them, but what they're not recognizing, they're thinking they're feeling lost when really they're feeling loved. They just maybe need to change that word dynamic. Maybe
exactly.
If they just change that
a little differently. Exactly. Right. That different perspective gives you a different realization, more value. What do you place it upon? Some of us, you know, we don't see it until we take a step to the side going, oh, man, so there's a city over that wall. I just needed to see it from this perspective. Right, just different. Not better or worse, but different.
And it's just, I mean, if you're sitting there crying and you're feeling upset, well, that upsetness in just a change of a word could be, no, I'm just feeling that love, because that love can feel and look the same, too. You just need to change the – it's sort of like tuning the channel to a different station, you know, from going HD to regular.
So, perfect.
But
Get it clear.
I think that would help a lot of people, because I know there's a lot of callers that always listen to the shows afterwards, and I do know it's about, you know, they are feeling that. They just need to just switch it a little and say, okay, I got it. It's not the loss of it. It's the acceptance of it, and just to change that word. That would be the greatest part.
It's all about love. You got it. It's all about love. The more we do it, the better we get.
All right, Jamie, my grandfather is begging. He's begging to be heard.
You know, it's funny,
pounding on your back like mine?
No, yeah, funny. I was like, he's pounding on your head, too. And get it through. He's a funny
guy.
He's got a really good sense of humor the way he comes through. And he comes through fairly big. So even if he was three feet tall, then to me he has a big presence. But he's a nice guy. He's got like, you know, I don't know, he shows me like paw hands. So unless he was known for like big hands kind of thing, maybe he worked hard with his hands or he was a hard worker.
He worked at a mental hospital. He was an orderly.
Oh, wow.
And you know,
he's got such a good sense of humor.
You got to ask him. Can you ask him one? I think we have a few seconds.
You're asking
him. Would you mind?
Man, you're talking to him just like me.
I know. but I have been searching out the place, you know, that he used to work at. It's called Clark Summit State Hospital. And I said, my gosh.
It's an amazing place, then.
Yeah, and it's pretty well not much used now, but it is owned by the state. And I said, I would love to have that place to do what I wanted to call the Rose Project. And it was going to be just a location where people that, if they had emotional or physical or whatever kind of pain, could come in the front door, and they would just pass through. They have a big fireplace, and it's almost the size of a room wall. And you just walk through and go to the back. And I would just have all these gardens and benches and a river. There's a little river there. And people would come and they would sit, and I would allow their whatever that was to go, let it go into the water, let it go into the roses, let it go wherever it had to go, you know, and people would be long that would be sit with you if you wanted them to. And then you felt that, okay, that was almost like, not like a dumping ground, it would be sort of like an energetic release place. And
sure.
Then when they left, they would pay, you know, they would have a donation. The donation would be for seeds or for a rose bush. Then that way they could say that their good energy or their whatever energy was going to grow. So can you ask?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just like for some reason, but it's...
Let me beat you to it, sweetheart. Yeah, I know you want that place. Now, here's the thing. It's certainly possible. However, it is the intent and all that feeling. You have such a fullness to your realization and what you're wanting to see. You're already living it. He will help guide you to the right place. Here's the thing. Again, I hope it does happen, but for some reason there's a little bit lower energy, like wherever this beautiful place is. So maybe things don't light up so easily, okay, because I'm not going to make stuff up. But he will guide you to another place. It will be very effective. Now, it seems to be a little newer because he's like the energy needs to be a little bit newer, not so well established.
Lighter.
Needs to be kind of that blending. Right. Let's take the old way into a new dynamic, a new era. That
not
new
so
age
many ghosts, you mean.
No. Oh, exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, you clear it out, man. You've got that, and so many different dynamics is huge. So he will help you find the right place, and it will have a lot of the beauty that you're looking for. And he's kind of going for that. You know, that's a perfect idea and very symbolic with the seeds, because I've always equated our thoughts. Every thought is like a seed that you're planting in the soil. The soil is that matrix that will help it grow. So it doesn't matter what you plant it, you're going to live it. It will get the fullness of that end result. And that seed would not grow unless it already had the full blueprint of the end result. It's not going to stop halfway. Right. It is already the fullness from every thought you think. That's why I push people, please try a little bit more to think more of what you do want, not what you don't want. The moment you say, I don't, stop it, because anything you followed up with, you are. Two most powerful words in the universe, I am. Anything you follow that up with, you are. Again, anything or nothing, and you love just the same. It's all good.
That's true. All good.
Thank you for doing what you're doing, Janet.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much, and thank you so much for being on our show. Can you give us your? I know you have some event. Do you have events coming up, or do you have? You had something.
I already had those. Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I sure did. It was a lot of fun and great people. They can check me out at jamieclark.net or email me at insight. INSIGHT at jamieclark.net. Also, if you want to check out a video, I'll give you a couple of tools and techniques on 10 ways of developing your psychic abilities on YouTube. So if you want to check that out, plus there's a number of other radio shows that I do that have videos on there, you know, at least the audio type of thing, and there'll be a little bit of different perspectives and information. So, again, thank you, Dr. Gallagher, for allowing me on your show. I'm honored.
Thank you so much for being with us. It was a great show. And hopefully you'll come back again.
I would be honored. Let's do it.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
So if anybody would like more information about Jamie Clark, Psychic Medium, his link is on today's show page where you'll be able to find out some more information about him. He does have services available by telephone, and you can just email him and tell him what you need, and he will get back to you and be able to help you. So thank you so much for being with us today. And just to think, if you're feeling sadness or loneliness, just sit down and say, I'm going to take the same feeling. I'm going to say this is love coming from somebody or something or someone somewhere, and just see how it lightens you up. It's been a pleasure to be with you. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and have a great day.